first memory of Dan with music and why it was so important to him was that Dan and I met in high school. He sat in front of me in high school, Harple Hathaway in homeroom. That's how we know each other. And I remember back then that Dan was very much into music. And a couple of different things on that. He had the largest album collection of anybody I knew, and it was really eclectic. It went from acoustic to rock to jazz. He was kind of like the leading edge of every, like nobody listened to jazz when they were 16 except Dan and stuff like that. And he really got into like a lot of folk music and stuff. I remember that he had the nicest stereo of anybody that we knew. So there was a guy named Tim Coffey that Dan was really good friends with, and myself and a group of friends that hung around, and Dan had like the nicest stereo. You know, really nice turntable. It was all set up in his bedroom down in Tiverton and everything. So he really cared about, you know, the quality of the music and then how it sounded. So it just really meant a lot to him. Also in high school, I remember that he used to jam a lot with Tim Coffey. And basically most of it was acoustic guitar that I remember. And it was at that point in time, I remember that people used to talk about that Tim Coffey was more like Neil Young and Dan was more like Stephen Stills. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, because of their playing style and everything else. They both played really, really well. Dan just seemed to, Tim was a very, very strict, stick to the rules player, where Dan just would kind of like make up things as he went along, and he was just a really good guitar player too. So that's pretty much what I remember from high school. Click that one.